My name is Pearson.
My name is Pearson.
You are listening to Our Papa on Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
This is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber from Compass Retirement Advisors. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Mike Graber provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Retirement Talk with Mike Graber.
Hello, everyone, and once again, welcome to Retirement Talk. I'm Mike Graber. The name of our company is Compass Retirement Advisors, and we're continuing our discussion today on a show that we began last week, the Silver Tsunami, and we're talking about the large number of Americans who are reaching peak age 65 and how we can best be prepared for making good financial decisions as we are part of that group, or I certainly am. I'll be 65 this year. It's a very important topic to me, and we're wanting to share information. And our goal here at Compass Retirement Advisors is just that. We want to share good information so that you can make good decisions, and hopefully that will lead to a better financial outcome for you and your household as you prepare and as you enjoy your retirement. Now, some of the things we're going to talk about today, we're going to look at a U.S. News and World Report article, and that's title is How to Delay Claiming Social Security Until Age 70. Might be talking a little bit about spending down some of the other accounts before you file for Social Security, maybe how to best employ your 401k and IRA assets while you allow your Social Security benefits to build. So good information. And we look forward to bringing that to you here today. Tony is off again today, and we expect him back next week. So let's continue with our discussions about Social Security. And again, that's a point of emphasis for us this year. It plays such a huge role in many homes. And again, we just want to make sure that we're covering all the bases that we can for those who are maybe contemplating making some of those decisions here in the near future. You know, the fact that 11,200 baby boomers are expected to turn age 65 every day between now and 2027 means that this information could be very helpful to just a huge number of people out there, and that's why we're bringing it to you today. If you missed part one, you can go on our website, Compass Retirement Advisors LLC.com. Click on the radio tab and find it there. Or you can subscribe to Retirement Talk with Mike Graber on your favorite podcast site. The best way to ask me a question is just to pick up the phone and give me a call, 812-787-0809. Well, waiting until age 70 is a solid financial move. We really believe that if you're able to do so. However, the truth is, as we know, many people can't wait to begin collecting Social Security until they're 70. You know, and there's a variety of reasons for that. In some cases, a person may be forced out of a job because of changes in the company, or maybe it's a change in their own health. Or they may still be working, but now they're in a position that you know, doesn't quite pay what they used to make, or there's been some changes financially, you know, in the household, and they need additional income. And certainly, by all means, Social Security would be something to consider at that point. But you know, people who find themselves in any of these scenarios know that tapping into Social Security before age 70 or before their full retirement age, you know, and doing that simply to make ends meet, that's fine. And we really stress that here at Compass Retirement Advisors. We do not believe that there's a cookie cutter, one decision approach that fits all. Everything we do here is designed for the goals and what's happening in each individual household. And we want, you know, to have it very clear here that while we think there are some significant financial advantages to waiting to start Social Security to age 70, if your situation doesn't permit it, then by all means, we would tap into the Social Security and begin that income if it makes sense with the other assets that you have. But thankfully, if you can delay Social Security for a period of years or a period of even a few months, it's going to increase your lifetime benefit. And that's really important to understand. And I stressed at the end of last week's show that we want our listeners to consider Social Security not as a government program, which obviously it is, but we want you to look at it as you would any other asset in your portfolio, like the 401ks or the IRAs. You know, this is an asset. And how do we best make decisions to maximize the value of this asset for ourselves? And also, we want to remember the importance of including the impact on our surviving spouse with our decision. So think about this as truly another asset among those that you have for retirement. But, you know, delaying filing, you know, it's important if you can do that. And it's important to remember that once you do file at whatever age, you're locked in. And that means that your benefit will likely only increase beyond that with whatever the cost of living adjustments are, or COLA, C-O-L-A, cost of living adjustment. You know, these increases that we get from time to time, hopefully every year, are tied to the consumer price index. It's not just something that automatically goes up every year. And we've seen that here over the last many years. There were some years where there was zero to negligible increases. And then we've had years where it's gone up significantly. When you look at the Social Security Administration's COLA information page for 2024, it shows that in 2022, the COLA adjustment was 5.9%. And in 2023, the COLA adjustment was 8.7%. Now, that's a pretty hefty increase in that monthly Social Security benefit. And we know that that was all due to inflation that impacted the consumer price index. This last year, it rose by about 3.2%. And I'm seeing a few projections on what people think it might be this next year. But I think it's a little early for us to be putting a number with it here on our show. In 2016, the COLA adjustment was zero. So we want to keep that in mind and understand that we only get these adjustments as inflation impacts the consumer price index. So whether Social Security is you know, a small part of our retirement strategy, or for some, if it's the most significant part within your strategy, you know, working with a financial services professional, someone who can help you devise a Social Security strategy that works for you, could pay you know, nice rewards throughout your retirement. One of the things that we provide here from Compass Retirement Advisors to help do that is our New Generation Retirement System. A couple weeks ago, we did a show explaining that process, our approach, our philosophies. We think it's really important that you work with an advisor who you're on the same page with, and working through our New Generation Retirement System can help find out, you know, are you and the advisor a good fit to work together to craft your retirement income plan? You know, part of that process includes a discussion that, you know, obtains facts, but also more importantly, answers questions about how you feel about a variety of issues. And to fully grasp how you feel about your finances, you know, it's really important to understand how you feel about taking risk with your assets. And to that end, you know, I have people complete what we refer to as a color of money risk analysis. And this is a fast, user-friendly, easy to work through a document. There are 11 questions that we ask, and it provides some, I think, outstanding data for us to use as we get to know you and your goals, how you feel about risk, and begin to put together plans. And in just a few minutes, you can answer the questions. And it gives us a pretty thorough understanding of your comfort level when it comes to exposing the monies that you've worked most of your life to accumulate, exposing them to risk. And once we understand your risk tolerance, then we can work together to build and then adjust on an ongoing basis your financial strategy. And as we work on your strategy, that's where the color of money risk analysis can help us prioritize the allocations and hopefully working toward making your hopes and goals and dreams a reality. Another part of our program here at Compass Retirement Advisors is a program that we call Harnessing the Power of Social Security. And in there is an understanding of what we believe Social Security will look like over the next 10 to 20 years. There's an Investopedia article, What Will Social Security Look Like When You Retire? And it addresses Social Security's future. And according to this article, from the Social Security Administration's 2023 trustee report, they expect the Old Age Survivors Insurance Trust Fund, or the OASI, that's where our benefits come from, that's where they're paid out from, they believe that that trust is going to run dry around 2033. And if that happens in that scenario, they're just not going to have enough reserves. They won't have any reserves, and they'll only be able to disperse what's coming in the front door. And if that happens, they'll only be able to pay out about 77% of the scheduled benefits to recipients. At the end of 2022, Social Security had a surplus of more than $2.7 trillion. That's with the T, trillion dollars. And this was accumulated mainly from contributions from those of us who are part of this silver tsunami making its way through the American economic system over the last several decades, as we paid in our contributions to Social Security that were deducted from our paycheck, and our employers made contributions, and a lot of money built up. But now we're reaching a point where there's more people withdrawing benefits than there are paying in, and the equation's just not working like it used to. But as those people retire, the benefit outlays are rising, as I just said, and fewer people are contributing. There are additional strains on the system, and I think the math is easy to see. So it's important to gauge a little bit what we think might be coming down the road, and making sure that we have prepared our own financial portfolios, recognizing that there may be some changes. Now, again, as I said, I don't believe those of us who are currently drawing Social Security, I'm not, but I will in a few years. But if you're currently drawing Social Security, you're close to it, I don't think you're going to see any changes. We've referenced before in our show, there's some trial balloons being floated in Congress about maybe changing some benefits for people who are in their mid to late 50s. And you just want to be aware and stay abreast of these conversations so that you can adjust your financial plans regarding retirement accordingly. I want to focus a little bit more on the potential economic benefit of waiting until you're 70 to file for Social Security. There's an article in U.S. News and World Report, How to Delay Claiming Social Security Until Age 70. I think there's some interesting and valuable information here for our discussions today, including that you may want to consider spending down other accounts before we file for Social Security. And one example would be to utilize our 401k or our IRA or other assets while we're delaying and deferring our Social Security. This article notes that savings and investment accounts are often accessible for several years before Social Security would begin at age 70. If you take advantage of you know, making some withdrawals from other accounts. I would certainly say only withdraw what you need, because overspending just because it's there could weaken the game plan, weaken the power, and weaken the strategy of waiting until 70 to maximize our Social Security benefit. This is a place where I think you're working with your financial services professional to review your cash reserves, what you have accessible in savings accounts is really important. And remember, prior to retirement, it's really critical, I think, very important that you have enough cash to cover at least 1 year of spending. We've got to have an emergency fund. We don't want to be tapping into assets that are going to be creating our income throughout retirement and impacting that monthly check. So make sure that you've set money aside to cover things that come up that maybe aren't budgeted for. You know, this cash account allows you some time to, you know, cover these expenses without withdrawing money from the investments, and certainly having your ducks in a row here can help you delay starting Social Security until age 70 when the benefit is maxed. During the conversations that you have with your financial professional, you know, make sure you discuss the basics like CDs and savings accounts and bond interest. You know, look at money that maybe stock dividends are paying. And if you have appreciated assets that you've kept for more than a year, maybe you need to look at your financial strategy and see how you can best employ those. And I think this is an important part of understanding the overall tax implications as well. We've talked about provisional income here on our show before, how those determinations can impact how much of your Social Security is subject to tax. You want to make sure that you develop a coordinated income plan and make sure that you're not paying unnecessary income taxes because this just was not a well thought through area of your retirement plan. All right, let's talk a little bit now about annuities. They're another financial product that could be an opportunity for supplemental income while you're waiting to start your Social Security. You know, annuities are contracts with insurance companies that can provide guaranteed lifetime income. And I really think that is so important to have in your income plan. You know, you make a lump sum payment to the insurance company that issues the annuity, and then you can receive guaranteed lifetime income payments. Now, typically, I'm not a fan of annuitizing an annuity. I like to use the income riders. But again, I think the main point here is just recognizing there is another financial tool, not financial product, the annuity, that you might want to have a discussion over. You know, perhaps you're able to structure the annuity payments for the years between your retirement date and your 70th birthday. You know, if you want to retire at 55, you may be able to use a 15-year fixed period certain annuity. You know, to be clear though, annuities are not good options for everyone. And because there are, you know, so many different types of annuity products, you know, determining which one might be suitable for you can be hard to determine. So, you know, if you're wanting to consider an annuity, I strongly recommend you work with an advisor who is experienced and has access to a wide range of these annuities, not someone who only can sell an annuity or offer you an annuity from one or two companies. Chances are that may not have the product designs that you need. If you have annuities that you've purchased in the past, you want those reviewed, or you want to consider annuities for a first time, we can help you with that here at Compass Retirement Advisors. The number is 812-787-0809. You know, if you're in good health and you're enjoying your career, why stop working? You know, we can work beyond 65, and that may help secure our ideal retirement lifestyle. You know, and we're typically in our peak earning years shortly before we retire. So working, you know, if it's just a few months, a year, 2 years, may not only help, you know, earn the delayed retirement credits for Social Security that we've been speaking about last week and this week, but it might also help you increase what you have in those retirement accounts. Maybe you continue to contribute, maybe your employer continues to match, and then maybe you have a year or two of good earnings. So as you, you know, think about making it to age 70 before you start taking your Social Security, maybe you also want to analyze, you know, what your spouse's benefit look like on a monthly basis. You know, if you're both eligible for Social Security payments, think about whose benefit will be larger. From there, maybe you use a strategy where you begin taking the smaller benefit immediately while you delay the larger payment and you allow it to grow. Remember we talked about last week that once you reach your full retirement age, your benefit grows at 8% a year until age 70. And the question is, you know, do I have another asset that's guaranteed to grow at that rate? And then we also need to be mindful of survivor benefits. And that allows the spouse who lives longest to receive the bigger of the two monthly payments. I want to mention again our Harnessing the Power of Social Security tool. We've referred to that a couple times last week and this week, earlier in today's show. And there are data and insights that are specifically there to help you determine your when for Social Security. Now, is it best for you to start at 62? Is it best to start at your full retirement age? Is it best to wait until age 70? Or is there another combination of years and months that's really the sweet spot for you and your circumstance? There's just a lot of factors that go into this very important decision. And the Harnessing the Power of Social Security tool that we offer can help you, you know, do a thorough examination of your current financial status and look at all the options you have before you as you work toward making a decision that's best for you and your household. If you want to request a copy of our Harnessing the Power of Social Security tool, call me at 812-787-0809. You know, if you have any questions at all about what we've talked about those last couple weeks, as we've looked at the silver tsunami, you know, retirement in general, overall financial strategies, I would encourage you to visit my website again, CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com. My phone number is 812-787-0809. You can drop me an email and ask your questions, mgraber@compassra.com. And along with my team, we'll be happy to answer your questions, address your concerns. You know, it's our goal to help you prepare for retirement that you've worked so very hard for. Tony Scherr will be back with us again next week. We'll have another show designed with you in mind. And again, if you have any questions at all, you can reach me at 812-787-0809. And we just hope that you and your family have a blessed day today. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Retirement Talk. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, contact Mike Graber at Compass Retirement Advisors. Call 812-787-0809 or visit them online at CompassRetirementAdvisorsLLC.com.
Investment advisory services provided by Creative One Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor. Compass Retirement Advisors LLC, the Insurance Shop Inc., and Creative One Wealth LLC are unaffiliated entities. Mike Graber and Compass Retirement Advisors are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any government agency. Provided content is for overview and informational purposes only and is not intended and should not be relied upon as individualized tax, legal, fiduciary, or investment advice. Each individual situation will vary and opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. one. Illustrations given are hypothetical examples and provided of illustrative purposes only. It does not represent real-life scenarios. Long-term care riders are not a replacement for long-term care insurance. Investing involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Insurance product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Product and features may vary by state. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representation can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. The information contained herein is based on our understanding of current tax law. Tax and legislative information may be subject to change and different interpretations. We recommend that you seek professional legal advice for applicability to your personal information.